This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I keep talking about Montana. I was up there at Whitefish, Montana, with a good friend of mine, and staying at his home. And their home is up in the mountains, and it is nothing short of spectacular. The view, I can't even describe it. You can see 50 miles on a clear day, but the day I was there, you couldn't see because of the California fires. There was a haze in the air, so you could barely see the lake that was below the house. And the whole time they were like, Kevin, we so wish you could see the real beauty of this when there's not these fires. And I could see the beauty of it because it was spectacular regardless. I mean, it was amazing, but I can only imagine what it looked like on a clear day. Now, these environmentalists, all these so-called environmentalists on the left, have allowed these fires to occur, and it's ruining the landscape of everything. I mean, it, like I said, the haze, I've got pictures of it. I can show anybody that wants to see it. There's just no great shot, even though it's like going to rehab an old house, and somebody goes, don't picture the house as it looks. Picture it as you can envision it to be. Well, that was the way I was looking at the skyline. You know, these mountains just different ridges going above and other ones, etc. And it was spectacular, but it had the haze. But I could still see it. I could see the beauty of it. But it's the left that ruins that beauty. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. They want you to believe the left, the Democrats, the so-called progressives, that they are the people that make the world a better place. They like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, right? They want to buy the world a Coke. But really, they're just a bunch of cokeheads or crackheads who are ruining the world for everybody else. They want to tell you that they're the social justice people, that they're looking for the betterment of man in all ways and shapes and all types. And it's nothing could be further from the truth. I'm looking at this beautiful landscape. I know where it's coming from, and it was getting worse. There were people going, I mean, concerned. Like, well, you know, we're hoping that these don't spread. They were also praying that they didn't get a lightning strike because, you know, things could get even worse. But just imagine the smoke coming up from California being so thick that it's ruining a state that is quite a ways away. And they're suffering the outcome going, wow, you know, this is really messing with our way of life. Thank you, Jerry Brown. And then Jerry Brown, well, he decides, you know what? By the way, most of these leftists are blaming Donald Trump. He doesn't want to do anything about these fires. What do they expect him to do? Put the army in it? They don't want to guard the border, but now all these houses are burning, and you know there's this fear of what these fires are doing. And by the way, they come up quite often. Quite often, even Montana, believe it or not, the state that reminds me a lot of Texas. Not in its topography. It reminds me more of Arkansas in terms of the big trees and all the evergreens and what have you and the mountains. But it reminds me of Texas and the feel of its people, this frontier spirit. But there's a lot of liberalism there, and it doesn't let them cut back forests and things like this as well. And they when they get a lightning strike, there was a big fire in Montana, a couple years ago that was bad news up there for a while. I mean, my aunt and uncle are up there, and we were very concerned for them. You got to burn these forests in controlled burns. You have to cut these trees down in a logical fashion, and they should be harvesting lumber here in America versus getting it from Canada, which finally Trump has put a stop to that. But Jerry Brown wants to blame the Republicans and climate change and all these other things. I want to play one clip and then we'll come back in and talk a little bit more about this. But here's Jerry Brown talking about a problem that he and the left created in California.
First of all, I want to thank all the firefighters from nearby and from further away doing a great job. I want to thank the National Guard, the public safety people that are here, as well as the Conservation Corps and the firefighters from the Department of Corrections. This is truly a joint effort on the part of a lot of people, and, of course, everybody here that lives in this part of California. You're doing a good job, too, and it's been a terrible tragedy for so many people. So this is kind of the new normal. I was just looking at my cell phone before I talked, looking at the humidity. It's 8% in Los Angeles. I don't suppose it's much different right here. That's very, very low. And so we're facing a new reality in the state where fires threaten people's lives, their property, their neighborhoods, and, of course, billions and billions of dollars. So we have to have the resources to combat the fires, and we have to also invest in managing vegetation and forests and all the way we dwell in this very wonderful place, but a place that's getting hotter.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Moonbeam Brown, Jerry Brown, the idiot governor of California, the man that Californians put in charge, the Democrat Party put in charge, obviously senile. The new normal is 8% humidity in L.A. He's now a weatherman. Maybe that is the new order. He called it the new reality in the state. I don't know. I don't know. I'm no meteorologist. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But I can tell you this, that's not the reason for your fires. Would higher humidity help? Sure. What do you need it to go to, Jerry? While we're talking about it, let's just look at it as taxes. What do you need? How high does it need to be, Jerry? Does it need to be 98% relative humidity? You've been living in the desert for a long time. California, in many places, is nothing but a desert. We understand this. Fires threaten people's lives, properties, neighborhoods. Yes, they do. They cause billions of dollars of damage. Yes, they do. And then he says, yeah, and we need the resources to fight them. You've already got it, Jerry. And then finally he gets to it. Invest in managing vegetation and forests. Uh-oh, now we've touched on something. You really want to invest in managing the vegetation and forests? Because it doesn't seem that way. Jerry Brown doesn't want to tell you. They don't want to cut back the forest in California. Everybody knows. In order to prevent forest fires, first of all, you need to have areas that you scale back the trees, these break zones, so that the firefighters can at least cordon off a fire should it start. They don't even do that. I'm out of time for this segment, but I want to talk a little bit more about it. Play the second clip where you'll see what Jerry Brown blames the fires on, which won't come as a surprise. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fires raging in California. Jerry Brown has a press conference and he says the most stupid things I've ever heard in discussing these fires. The new normal, 8% humidity in L.A. Okay, what was it? What was it, 13% before? That's the reason for the fires? He called it the new reality in the state, as if the humidity is the reason for this. Yeah. The humidity. Then he reminds us that fire threatens people's lives, properties, neighborhoods, etc. It costs billions of dollars. He says they need the resources. Really, California, the most high-tax state in the union, wants more resources? And then he gets to the crux. We got to invest in vegetation controlling it, and deforestation and stuff like this. Stuff he should have been doing already. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm explaining leftism that creates its problems that then it wants to solve with your money. And guess what? Jerry Brown at some point is going to say, we need to declare California a disaster area. So he doesn't have to use his state resources. Now he can come get your money, wherever state you're in. You didn't create the problem. You didn't say, hey, Jerry, listen, why shouldn't you do a little bit better job of managing how these fires have occurred. It isn't like it's a new phenomena for you. It happens enough. You should start looking at ways to prevent it. You know lightning's going to strike. How about you cut these swaths where the firefighters know we can contain the fire? When I was a kid growing up, we had a fire. And, I was joking. With what they did is when the fire hit, it was a lightning strike. And everybody came. And the guy who ran the foreman of the ranch, he had these 55-gallon barrels full of water. And everybody had the pickups, and they put these, they call them crocus sacks. It was just these sacks for potatoes. And they'd put them, dip them in the water. And my brother and I were joking and just, slapping this thing down. And it would stop the fire as it was just creeping across the tundra. It would just stop it wherever you put the wet sack. But you have to keep going back and wetting the sack for obvious reasons. It's evaporating the water. So we're joking and running around out there. And I'm watching these old men try to, stamp out the fire. My brother and I, of course, were fast. So we could run along this line of fire. But I remember the panic hitting when I went, holy crap, that's a long way to run. And we didn't seem like we had enough people because we have nothing but old folks. So I remember that panic hitting. And me saying, this is no longer a joke. I was dumping those rags and running as fast as I could, putting that fire out along the line. And then my brother worked the other side. And believe it or not, me and my brother, two little old knothead black kids, were probably chiefly responsible for stopping that fire from getting our house. And it was less than a half a mile away from the house. I remember thinking, this is the seriousness of what was going on. And of course, we were joking at first, but once that kicked in, I got it. And I've never lost that sensation. But it had nothing to do with the humidity or anything else. It had to do with what nature does. Nature is going to strike the forest and burn the tree. Sometimes that fire, believe it or not, is necessary because it allows seeds to pop open that would never pop open without fire. Believe it or not, that fire is necessary for the forest. And it's God's will that lightning bolt hit. But it doesn't have to destroy everything if you do learn how to control it. And Jerry Brown has said, no, we're not going to put in the things to control it. And then he goes further. And this is what bugs me. Here's the next clip.
And we know from the changing in the climate that it's going to exacerbate everything else. From history, going back a long, long way, there have been very long droughts in California. We are getting some of those returning very bad. And we're going to get them returning more often. And then with climate change, some scientists are saying Southern California is literally burning up. And burning up as a metaphor or a description, not just of the fire right here, but what we can expect over the next years and decades. And that's why we have to respond, but we have to plan what we can do in the forests and the neighborhoods. And we also have to do the larger challenge, which is climate change itself. And I know that's maybe a little remote, but it's real. And we're experiencing what it's going to look like on a very regular basis. So,
Californians, get out. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. That is one of the dumbest men on the planet. History of droughts in California. Really, Jerry, it's a desert. Part of the California what am I looking for? Geography, if you will, is desert. Of course there's a history of droughts, you moron. Very bad. It's very bad. Climate change, it's very climate change. Southern California is literally burning up, according to some of the climatologists. It's literally burning up. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't mean to say literally burning up. It's a metaphor. Did you catch that? It's literally burning up, but no, they're really just saying in metaphor. They don't really mean it's literally burning up. And he says, you can expect this over the next years and decades, that there are going to be droughts in California, and it's literally going to be burning up. Yeah, there are going to be forest fires. Here's what's interesting. There are going to be forest fires, Jerry, wherever there are forests. There are going to be tsunamis, wherever there's an ocean, the shoreline of an ocean. There's going to be tornadoes in Texas. There's going to be mudslides in California and places where there are mountains. Wow. Thanks for letting us know that nature is going to do what it does. But look at him. Instead of looking, I mean, he's alluding to real solutions, but he says the bigger overarching problem with my fires is climate change. Yeah, we need to plan what we can do, which he hasn't done, by the way. Jerry Brown tells you what he hasn't done by telling you what they need to do. How long has he been governor? He's been governor twice. How long? When is he going to decide, you know what, this is what we need to do and we can do it now? No, Jerry doesn't do that. He tells you, we're going to make a plan. Because we've had so many fires now, I think it's time that we make a plan. No, you're well overdue for a plan, Jerry. But he says the larger challenge, climate change, well, it's remote. It just seems like I'm going off on a tangent here. Yeah, Jerry, because you are going off on a tangent. The larger challenge is climate change. Remote but real is what he says. No, the larger challenge is leftism. Not remote. In your face and very real. Jerry Brown has made people lose billions of dollars, and some of them lose their lives because of incompetence. That's the net of it. And he doesn't want to admit that. Leftists don't want to admit it. They are the ones who impose all these stupid laws that don't let the Forest Service do what it needs to do. And people, I mean, it's beautiful. If you want to go up there and look in the mountains, it's a beautiful place to build your cabin. But let me tell you, in California, it's probably going to burn to the ground. You're going to watch it burn to the ground at some point because of the people like Jerry Brown who do not care, who want you to believe climate change is the reason your cabin burns, not what happens in the forest, which are, you know, fires are going to occur.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today on Twitter, President Trump slammed former White House aide Omarosa Manigault-Newman as vicious but not smart after she released newly recorded secret audio of a private conversation she had with the president. Congressman Peter King said all these attacks by Omarosa were news to him.
She was getting all the talking points out, and she was taking over meetings. Then I would see her at the White House. She'd be walking in the Oval Office and very friendly with everyone and totally dedicated to the president. I mean, she was consumed by her support for Donald Trump. So this is all really out of nowhere.
Today, the FBI fired Agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch. He says this move should have been made a long time ago.
Well, it's long overdue, and it's a body blow to the Mueller investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, to be a Democrat today, not knowing which way is up. God. I mean, I would feel sorry for him, but I can't get into my system and feel sorry for him because they've been so abusive. Kanye West was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and he said something along the lines of, the reason why I came out for Trump was I got tired of being bullied. I'm just paraphrasing, but essentially he says, I wasn't going to let black leftists bully me. Black liberals is what he called them. He says, I wasn't going to let the hip-hop community bully me. If I feel this way, these are my legitimate feelings. Who are you to tell me how to feel? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's a Kevin Jackson show. The left are truly unhinged when it comes to this. And the reason why that word bully is so important that Kanye used it is because it really does depict exactly what the left are. They tell you they're not bullies, but they bully you on every single issue. They don't want to have a discussion. They don't want to have an open dialogue about it. It's their way or else. It's the Antifa. It's the Black Lives Matter. They will intimidate. You can lose your job over using the wrong word, over using the wrong pronoun, over saying the wrong thing. That's bullying. It gets to the point where people around them in their little ecosphere go, you cannot say anything that goes against the grain or you lose the position you're in. And there are too many unprincipled people on the left. They're not, you think they're not going to get, they're going to give up their job in order to tell these guys, look, I'm not going this way. Why do you think the Me Too movement exists? It exists, and I know I'm jumping around a bit, but that movement exists because women, before all the other women that have been sexually abused in Hollywood, said nothing. Why did they say nothing? They weren't principled enough to say, I'm not going to stand for this. They could have ended it. All of them. This isn't on anybody listening to this program. This isn't on men. Certainly not conservative men. This is on the very women who will talk to you about abuse and bullying, talk about misogyny, and criticize a Donald Trump for saying what we all know, which is leftist women will let you do anything for them if they can get something out of it. That's how you spot them. And even these so-called conservative women that want to sleep their way to the top or do, they're nothing but leftist women hiding out under the cloak of conservatism. I'm not saying they don't share some of our beliefs, but you don't believe in getting by that way. Not in the long run. You know, I'm glad you guys are here. The reason why I'm telling you these guys are messed up is because all you got to do is listen to them. the rationalizations of their losses, the rationalization of you know, Trump being successful. Rosie O'Donnell is a perfect example. I'm going to play a clip of Rosie O'Donnell talking to Cuomo and Chris Cuomo on CNN. And listen to what she says are the excuses for the economy and the people that attend Trump rallies. I just want you to hear this.
Well, when you report the economy, you report how it affects the top 1%, or you report how it affects everyone. The economy's doing good if you're a multi-billionaire. It's not doing good, and the tax cuts didn't do good for the average American. So I don't believe that the economy is thriving with the metrics that you guys are using. But the fact of the matter is, he's not only bad because he's a liar, he's bad because he doesn't know how to inspire people or evoke that emotion in them of knowing.
What about his rallies?
First of all, people are paid, Chris. You know that. People were paid since he went down on the escalator. He pays people to show up at those rallies.
But I don't know that that's why he gets tens of thousands at the rallies. I think he captures a lot of emotion for people.
He doesn't get tens of thousands. When did he get tens of thousands at the last rally? Tell me when.
Well, no, not at the Tampa. I think they only had 9,000 seats, and there were people outside. But Rosie, I've seen them. He gets big groups of people who come out. He gives themes that resonate. Whether they're positive or not, that's up to other people to decide. Maybe some are. I don't know. I can't.
Paid?
I don't have the facts that his crowds are bought off.
Well, you can look at all the requests for extras to come and cheer and with signs for him. You can find those tangible pieces of evidence. Those are not real rallies. You know, when he went down on that escalator, he paid all those people there calling rapists and Mexicans rapists. This is not real what he's doing, even though he keeps screaming that you guys are not real.
That's what you call Trump derangement syndrome. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Rosie O'Donnell, let's just explore this part of it. I'm gonna go into the economics of it in a bit. But I want to talk about just the rallies themselves. Because there was a lot that came from that interview. And if you see it, you really get a feel for Chris Cuomo going, come on, Rosie. Come on now. And she's desperate. Chris, come on. Go with me. Go with me on this. You guys. And she's blaming the media for the trumped up view of the economy. And by the way, I'm going to play a clip before I even get into Rosie talking about the actual economic part of it. She's blaming because I want to play another. I want to go into that. For right now, I want to talk about the rallies. So Chris Cuomo's essentially imploring her to say, look, you got to give some credence here to these numbers. Because now, forget this. He's talking about he doesn't believe that the economy isn't thriving. She says, he's like, well, give me proof. He's a liar. Well, what's that got to do with the economy thriving? And then she goes on to say this. He doesn't inspire people, and people were paid. Now, Cuomo, and I'm going to give him credit for this. He's going, look, we got away with this lie during the 2016 election cycle. We said that, you know what, this doesn't matter. These rallies are nothing. It's a bunch of looky-loos. We've talked about it on this program before. Cuomo is going, uh-uh. I went down that rabbit hole once before. I'm not going down that hole. And Rosie's imploring him, go with me. Come on now. You know he's – come on, Chris. This is fake. When he came down the escalator, that was not real. Those were paid people. Everybody was paid. All these rallies are paid. I'm seeing what did she say, like advertisements. But he knows it. Dismissing Trump, trying to pretend that people don't care, is over. And I thought, wow, for Chris Cuomo to really pretty much admit that he knows that's not true was a big step. And he said it multiple times. Now, if you were watching the video, by the way, this was about a 9 or 10 minute interview that they gave Rosie on this show. That's a long segment to give to somebody that suffers from her delusions. And you got to watch it from beginning to end. Chris Cuomo can't, and just so you guys understand media, you really want to stay very focused and look at the camera straight ahead. Chris Cuomo, and you don't want to move much. He is moving like God, this chick is crazy. You know, the way you, when you hear that, you were probably going, what? Jeez, he's not standing straight. He's not still in the frame. Chris Cuomo is essentially, he's a naysayer. He's going, come, Rosie, come on. His body language tells everything in this clip. You can see his frustration. He recognizes this paranoia that Rosie O'Donnell has that really is a derangement. It's a delusional feeling about how bad Trump is. And Chris Cuomo is trying to level set with his audience that, look, as much as we may feel bad about Donald Trump, don't believe the hype here. This is not the case. And so he's really trying to condition Rosie to say, hey, look, you know, these people were not paid. And he goes on, I know these rallies are real. Acosta has been, we have people at these rallies. These are not paid people. These are people that love what the president is doing. And if you, and this is what, really what his warning was, if you continue to dismiss this, we're going to lose again. And he's also saying to his audience, I don't want you to pay as much attention to her. It was shocking. Now, she goes on, and she had said, leading up to this, and that where that started, she had talked about the economy. And what she said was, and she was chastising the media, saying, why are you promoting Donald Trump in this regard? Joe Scarborough did the same thing. Let me just play a short part of that because we don't have time for it all.
Things.
Where do you begin?
And you just have to say it.
Oh, God.
Things are going well out there. This isn't the greatest economy ever. This isn't close to being the greatest economy ever. Barack Obama had more people getting jobs his last 16 or 18 months than have had jobs during Donald Trump's first 16 or 18 months. Again, it's not to say the economy's not doing well. It is. But all of these claims, and I'm not even talking to Trump supporters now. I'm talking to news reporters who I cannot believe actually will ask a question by saying, well, you know, yes, the economy is doing better than it's ever done before.
So there you have it. Joe Scarborough chastises his own people. How can you say the economy is done better than it's ever done before? Let me tell you why. If you measure Donald Trump's performance in his first 18 months versus Obama's, it's embarrassing. Nice try, Joe, to compare Trump's first 18 months to Obama's last 18 months that were fraudulent anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jack Posobiec, he says this. Rick Gates admitted he embezzled, admitted his secret life mistress, admitted he fabricated financial documents, was facing 290 years in prison before he cut a deal with Mueller. Interesting times we live in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Brit Hume said something interesting, especially in light of the Feinstein revelations, right? An interesting question, Brit tweets. Why didn't the FBI treat candidate Trump the same way it treated Senator Feinstein? If you've been watching this Feinstein thing, this is going to go completely south for the left. I'm talking about, this isn't one little Chinese dude. This is a Chinese infiltration of our system. And I don't know where this is going to shake out, but this does not bode well for the Democratic Party. This is a high-level senator who's in the intelligence on an intelligence committee, and she's got Chinese circling around her like buzzards, man. The body is dead over here. I can't wait. And now, guess what else is coming back up? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I was going to say Weinstein. I'm thinking Wasserman Schultz and Feinstein. You get where my head's going. Anyway, Wasserman Schultz, they're talking about the number of Muslims that she, I was listening to a congressman the other night. He said there were 40 Democrats who used the Awan brothers for their, IT stuff. Guys tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's who they use for their IT staff. I mean, it's not just the Chinese that have infiltrated our government. It's not just the Russians by way of Hillary Clinton that have infiltrated our government. It's the Muslims that have infiltrated our government by way of Feinstein and 40 other Democrats. Everybody that we consider an enemy of America to a large degree has been ushered into this country, into our politics, into our IT systems and everything else by the Democrats. But yet, they claim the moral high ground. Hillary Clinton hides a server in her bathroom basement closet and claims the moral high ground. The FBI says, what could she possibly, what would have been the intent of that? Somebody not on the state, who runs the State Department, who isn't using the State Department computer because she says she's more secure. Then we find out she's not secure at all. There are mirror images of her data all over the place. How do you think WikiLeaks got them? Got the emails, and they, no, she was safe, there was no intent. Her intent was to hide her activities, pure and simple. We're not dumb. We know this. And go back and connect all the other dots. How many dots do you need to connect before you go, look, I think I got the picture here? You ever been in a conversation with somebody and they're going through, and you go, look, I got it, understand, okay. I've been in many of them. And you just go, look, I have the clear picture of what you're saying here. And the clear picture here is Barack Obama, who went under another name. They chose a State Department employee to put Obama's name under so they could fake that he didn't know about Hillary's server, which he said publicly. I learned about the server through the media. He knew about it. He knew about all the clandestine activities of every single piece of this thing. And they're still going to protect them until the bow breaks. And the bow's about to break. Carl, I know you're listening. Many of you feel like, Kevin, what's going on? What are we going to do? Look, we had a Gosar in Arizona who said, let's impeach Rosenstein. Let's get rid of Rosenstein. And there are many other people who are looking at different things on stuff, right? So they want to go after Rosenstein. Some people want Sessions fired. You fire Sessions, you know who takes over as Attorney General? Rosenstein. So you probably don't want to fire Sessions right now, at least. Now, for some people, it's not moving fast enough. Look, Rosenstein's a crook. There have been things that have been done within the data that we currently have, where people should be in prison, and you're going, where are these people? When are they going to be in prison? It's coming. Faster than you think. Well, maybe not. I mean, because it depends. Some of you say it should have already happened. I'm in that crowd. It should have already happened, but it hasn't. So let's get over that. But the question is, do you think it's going to come? What do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to go away? It's going to be swept under the rug? If the Democrats were to get control of the House, sure, all this stuff goes away. That's not going to happen. The Democrats are not going to control the House. And they certainly aren't going to control the Senate. You can feel good listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This is your outcome at the end of in November of 2018, after the election. We will control the Senate. We will control the House. We will control the presidency. We will appoint, Donald Trump will appoint in his term, at least one more Supreme Court justice, if not two, and he will appoint additional federal judges, particularly on the Ninth Circuit. And in the politics of America, as you know, it will have changed dramatically. It will have almost flipped by the time Trump's term ends. You can feel comfort in that. That's what's happening. And there's more to come that I can tell you. The foreboding for the Democrats is horrible. I would hate to be one right now, because when President Trump says stay tuned, which is what he said recently, you know something's up. It means Donald Trump has now got enough evidence to where he can start leaking a little bit. Stay tuned. Those are two words as a Democrat would have me in fear, almost in as much fear as I had of those bears in Montana. I was up there and they're telling me, yeah, Kev, we got grizzlies around here. And I had breakfast with a black bear. I'll tell you that story in a bit. I went to go get in my car early the next morning when I was coming back, and it was pitch black. I'm not going to lie to you. I beat my car twice just to make sure there was nothing out there, because it was pitch black. And I didn't know, couldn't find the lights to the, because when I was staying at a buddy's house, I couldn't find the lights to the driveway. So it was pitch black. I literally ran and dumped my bags in the trunk. I clicked my trunk open, ran, dumped my bags in the trunk. Then I had to go back to lock the door. I went on the inside, clicked the car again. That's how pitch black it was. But I ain't playing around with them grizzly bears. But that's the way the Democrats better feel about Donald Trump saying stay tuned. He's got the proof somewhere. He's circling in on this prey. I don't know if you've ever watched animals hunt, but what they do is they run them down. They just run them. They exhaust them. You know, wolves attacking a wildebeest or whatever, right? Or not a wildebeest, but like a caribou. And they just run them, just run and run and run and run and run, and they switch off, right? They switch off, run and run and run and run and run. In this case, Donald Trump let Mueller do the chasing. He's smart. He said, I'm not going to run him down. I'll let Mueller run him down. So Mueller and Adam Schiff and all these different people, Rod Rosenstein, they're outrun. We're going to get to these rascally people that were messing with the Russians during the election. And Trump was like, run, run, wolves. Gallop away. So they finally galloped around. And you know what Mueller finds himself doing? The caribou is the Democrats. And now they're circling. But now Trump is like, okay, the alpha dog will come in and I'll do the circling. The alpha dog is the one who's going to deliver the menacing blow, if you will. You know, he's going to deliver the bite that disembowels the party. And that's exactly what's about to happen. Donald Trump, now the caribou is exhausted. And it's, if it were strong, now I could get away. But it's exhausted. And so now Donald Trump says, stay tuned. So now these wolves are circling. And many of them are reluctant, because Mueller's team is reluctant. They know exactly what's about to happen. They don't want any part of this, but they're too far gone. I predict Donald Trump's going to start naming names here in a bit, and then he's going to give them coded nicknames and let them know what's going on. He said he continues criticizing the investigation led by Mueller. Phony dossier, FISA disgrace, so many lying and dishonest people already fired. 17 angry Dems, ? Stay tuned. That's what he tweeted. He says, this is an illegally brought, rigged witch hunt run by people who are totally corrupt and or conflicted. It was started and paid for by crooked Hillary and the Democrats. When Trump starts going into this, to this detail, something's up. Then he tweeted what Graham Ledger of One American News says. He says, there's been no evidence whatsoever Donald Trump or his campaign was involved in any collusion to fix 2016 elections. In fact, the evidence is the opposite. So Trump is saying, he's been saying this for a little while, but it's getting closer, folks. That circle arc is getting smaller and smaller. And the Democrats sense it. Rudy Giuliani came out and said, the reality is the real story is not the case isn't going to fizzle. He says it's going to blow up on him. The real question is what we talked about before. There's a lot more to what they did that nobody knows yet. And I know that because I talked to a congressman who told me the same thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.